Okay, so today we're going to finish the Siman. Tomorrow Alex will start with Reish Gimel Aleph. Okay. So, and again, this is Lilu Nishmas, Ita Chinsky Yehuda's sister. Okay, so Tes Zayin. Al Pilpil is Anglo Yiveshim, Valha Klov Shel Gripoli. If anyone knows what that means, Chokhayot was a Shainderach Lacham Eli de Tarobet and Varachalem Klov. Pepper, ginger, and other spices or something like that that you only eat when it's part of a mixture, you don't make any bracha on them at all. Yudzayin is al egos muskat borei pre'etz. On this type of nut, you make ha'etz. Ve'al klinya rutlom smirand borei pre'adama. We will just set out the principles in a second when I read it, because no one has any idea what any of these are. Or I'm sure somebody thinks they do. Here the footnoter claims it is the klinya is cinnamon. Al pilpil v'zangbil k'shem retuvim, pepper and ginger when they are wet, when they are moist. Borei pri adama. And the Rama says, kol ha'peiro she'odea behem she'ikra pri, anything that you know it's the main part of the fruits, and varachan borei pri eitz, v'shein ikra pri, and if it's not the main part of the pri, borei pri adama. V'im v'supak bo imu ikra pri olam, and if you're not sure, borei pri adama. If you don't know what something is bechlal or what bracha you make at all, mahu mevarach shehakol. Okay, so there's a lot of different things that are mentioned in these seifim. Pilpil and zangbil, I know what it is. Klanya, if it is in fact cinnamon, then I know what that is also. But it's not really going to help you as a predictive principle to try and memorize all these. So just to set out the basic principles behind these seifim will be much more helpful. Okay. So the Piskei Tshuvos here does a very nice job and notes that there are basically four categories. There is there are things which are used as spices and the like, but independently or completely inedible. Those things are shahakol, like, according to many deos, oil, straight oil, very strong vinegar, eating straight black pepper, spicy paprika, eating straight, you know, instant coffee without water or cocoa powder. Afterwards, baking powder, v'chadome. Second category are things which are bitter or sharp. They're not mamish nauseating, but they are right. People don't normally eat them that way. They're not inedible, like, completely. They don't make you throw up, but no one eats them that way. That stuff is shahakol. So that's like, that's sharp pepper, which is at least edible, raw onions, possibly, straight alcohol, lemon juice. The third category is things which are normally eaten in a mixture, but can be eaten by themselves, al yedei hadchak. So that already is a machlokes. That's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch Harav, between the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Chayei Adam. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in those categories says you make the normal bracha of that fruit or vegetable, and the Chayei Adam says that you make shahakol. Examples of that are like mustard seed, possibly chrein. And there, Mishnah Berurah is not exactly clear what you make. He has two pieces which are soser, whether you make the normal bracha or you make shahachol. And then the fourth category is something which is not normal, which is normally eaten in a mixture, but people also eat it plain, and that you make the normal bracha. Okay, so again, the four categories, things that you don't eat at all, no bracha. Things that you don't usually eat, but you could, they're not really disgusting, they're just not normally eaten, that's shahachol. Things which are nechal yidei atchak, so that's machloke shulchan aruch harav, who says you make the normal bracha, and the chayadim who says that you make shahakol, and it is a machloke, and it's a deal in the Mishnah Berurah, which way we actually paskin. And then there are things which are not normally eaten by themselves, but you can, and then you make the normal bracha. Okay, now to just some pratim here. The first case that we actually do have is peppers, which the shulchan aruch says are hadama. So if you look in the Gemara, Brachos Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, the Gemara there says that pilpil retifta is something, and pilpil yaveshta, right, dried out pepper is shahakol. So it's clear that dried out pepper is shahakol. The question is, what is the case with moist? So that's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba and the Ravid say that it's ha'etz. And the Rif says it's Hadaman. This is the position recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Now, why is there a machlokas? What bracha we make on peppers? Because it grows on a tall bush. It's not entirely clear. Does it grow on the ground? Does it grow on a tree? It's somewhere in between. It's hard to put your finger on it. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif, and that's how we paskin that you make Hadama. But the Kaf HaChaim notes that since it's a suffix, if you made ha'eitz, you shouldn't make another racha because it's a machlokes. It's a suffix. It's not hadam mitoras vade. It's hadam mitoras suffix. You don't make a second bracha. Third point that we should make here is at the end, Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't know what bracha to make, you make shahakal. So there's a general machlokes when you don't know what bracha to make. So the Taz holds that it is better. The Taz and Siman Reish Ches holds that it is better to say shahakal, right? And the Bach says that the ideal situation would be to eat it betoch seuda. Now those are your two options. Right? You don't know what bracha it is, so you can either get around it by saying the catch-all bracha, or you can do it through the meal during the meal. Is a machlok as a poskim at a paskin. The Divrei Yatziv says that the minhag is like the Taz in Arachayim Siman Pei Beis, that you make a shahakol or Moshe in a very short tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Aleph Siman Samach Beis, I think I wrote here, says that you eat it with bread. One last thing here is the question of shahakol. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings up that the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hey says that because of the importance of Ochos Brachos, because anyone who eats food without a bracha is over Mi'ila, so you should go Eitzel Chacham and he should teach you Brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says, now while that's true that you should go to a Chacham and you should make bracha and teach you to make Brachos, the reason we tell you make a Sha'akol if you don't know, and what we're really talking about is a case where you really don't know, like there's an actual suffix, right? In general, you should try to not rely on this catch-all shahakal, because at least when you say shahakal, you're not over mi'ila, right? It's not as if you're being moel in the property of God. Seems to be the consensus view in Poskim, but if you look at the Avodram, the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, you'll see that is not the case. The Avodram says if you don't make the proper bracha, you actually are over mi'ila. It's not, even shahakal won't help you on that count, or at least he seems to say that. Just highlighting the importance of knowing Hilchos Brachos in detail, so that you don't have to rely on this. Now, obviously, if it's actually a suffix, there's not much you can do. And then, as we said, the machlokas Taz and Bach, whether you get around it by saying shahakol or eating during a meal, but lechatchila, you should obviously find the regular bracha, either just lechatchila according to the Avodram, because it's actually mi'ila. Okay, to quickly summarize, we did a few things. First, the general klalim about things which are normally eaten in mixtures. If they're not eaten at all, they're disgusting, so you don't make a bracha at all. If you don't normally eat them, but if you do, it's not the end of the world, you make shahakol. It's nechal yidiyat chak, it's machlokes, Shulchan Aruch Harav says you make the normal bracha, the Chayadam says that you make a shahakol, and there's a din in the Mishnah Berurah Yipaskin. As we said, when there's a din, when there's a suffig, is it better to eat it during a meal, or is it better to eat it with a shahakol? Is a machlokes, the Taz and the Bach. Taz says you say a shahakol, the Bach says you eat it during a meal. The Reyatziv says the minhag is like the Taz, Ramoshe Paskins like the Bach. Then the fourth category were things that normally you eat in a mix, but lav dafka, so that you make the normal bracha lukulei alma. Then the prat we dealt with was peppers. Peppers, the Gemara says, distinguishes between moist and dry. It's not clear, though, what bracha you make on moist. The Rashba and the Ravid say you make a eight. The Rif, and this is Nifsak and Shulchan Aruch, say they had Hadama, but the Kaf HaChaim notes it's only a suffix, and therefore if you do make a eight, don't make another bracha. Last thing we noted is the nature of this heter to say a shahakol when you know the bracha. So, again, you shouldn't just rely on a shahakol lechatchila. That's at least very, very bidyevet, or possibly even mi'ila according to Avodram. If it's actually a suffix, so then the critique of the Gemara presumably doesn't apply. But again, as we mentioned, machlokes, Taz, and Bach, what you would do in that case, say shahakol or eat it during the meal. And we'll start next time with Reish Gimel Aleph.